Although they were in different parts of the state, you would have thought they were debating in the same room. Here's Vice President Joe Biden welcoming his opponent.
The good thing about Romney picking Ryan is that Romney's vague promises have now been given definition.
The candidates' speeches highlighted stark differences. On Monday at the Embassy Suites in Des Moines, Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan talked about the power of building business to bring back the nation's economic strength.
The American idea has always been people working hard to get ahead, people taking risks, people creating businesses. That's where most our jobs come from.
But Biden says it's the middle class that counts to support the businesses.
We know the way to create good jobs is the old-fashioned way, from the middle out, not the top down. When the middle class is doing well, everyone does well.
Those are two totally different views, and both say you have to pick a side now. In this election, either you support businesses and hope they grow jobs, or you focus on growing customers and hope they patronize businesses so they can grow jobs. But Ryan says President Obama's version creates class warfare.
We don't need a president speaking to us in such divisive terms, pitting people against each other, speaking to us as if we're stuck in some class. We want a president to get back to work, to balance this budget, to create jobs and get us back on the path to prosperity and economic growth.
But Biden says it's not that simple. He says to grow wealth, you have to invest in people. And he says it's not class warfare. It's about shared responsibility.
The rich are just as patriotic as the poor or the middle class. But the last thing they need are these tax cuts. Nothing in their standard of living will change if the tax cut does not go forward and the new one's not added. But it changes markedly the lives of millions of Americans and the opportunities for millions of Americans.
In this election, voters will have to decide just which America they want. Here's how Ryan presents his side.
We are giving you this very clear choice of two futures. If we reclaim our founding principles, we can get back to the American idea of an opportunity society with a safety net and a society of upward mobility, of growth, of opportunity, of prosperity.
America's not only coming back, we're not going back. We're going forward. And I've got news for Governor Romney and Congressman Ryan. Gentlemen, it's never, never, never been a good bet to bet against the American people. Never, never, never.
First-year Grinnell College student Colleen Mosler says she knows which America she wants.
The thing that I took home was the absolute differences between the campaigns and whether we're going to be going back to policies of the Cold War in the 60s or we're going to be moving forward and we're going to be like embracing change that everyone's waiting for.
But at the Ryan rally, voters saw the Romney ticket as worth the wait. In Iowa, that wait isn't too far off. Early voting begins on September 27th. And whether people believe in the conservative version of growing business or the Democratic one of a growing consumer class, that will soon become clear. In Grinnell, I'm Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.